I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, well, this is going to be an all bad parents edition of I Can't Believe It's News. We're going to start off with the parents in Utah. Monday night, they load up the minivan and they all head on out to the corn maze. Let's go. Let's get everybody in here. And so they all go off to the corn maze on Monday. And they've got some other kids with them and all that. And there may have been multiple vehicles involved here. I don't know. The story isn't too clear on all of that. But so they get everybody in there. They go through the maze. They get out of the maze. Everybody gets in the car.
Let's get some cider and get out of here.
It's back to the house. Well, you know what happened here. One of the kids got left in the maze. But now,
what a terrifying ordeal that must have been for that kid. They're kind of spooky anyway.
Right. So you're thinking, well, they probably they didn't realize till they got home they left the kid in the maze. Yeah, it wasn't until they got home, and it wasn't that night. It was the next morning that they realized they left the 3-year-old in the maze. He was discovered that night.
Well, 3-year-olds can't keep up, you know? I mean, they're a little, you know, they're not going to keep up with the longer legs.
That's
of the
right.
They just fell behind.
It's his fault. Now, he was discovered that night by the authorities, or by the people in the maze. So it wasn't like he didn't spend the night in the maze. But here's Police Sergeant Joe from West Jordan, Utah, talking about this.
About 7:42 this morning, our officers responded on a missing child report. They went to the corn maze last night, returned home, didn't realize till this morning that the 3-year-old was missing. Noticed there was a fair number of children in the home, multiple families. The fact that it took so long for them to realize the child was missing, was it purely an accident? What were the circumstances?
Yeah.
Children of the corn.
They're looking into all that. The boy was taken to Child Protective Services.
Now the maze of CPS and put detectives and everything else goes on.
All right.
Bad parenting number two, John.
Okay.
Bad parenting number two from China. And there are pictures out there floating around. They've got their thing is like Weibo is like their, where people post pictures and stuff. But a restaurant, kid told his mom he needed to go potty. But rather than escort the toddler to the bathroom, she gave him a bowl from the table and told him to go ahead. So as the little kid's tinkling in a soup bowl.
This is at the table
Else. Tinkling into a soup bowl in front of fellow diners. One of them takes a picture. He posts it. Said the woman explained herself by saying the restaurant was going to clean the bowls anyway. After the incident went viral, a reporter went to the restaurant the next day where a worker confirmed what happened.
Oh, you're going to clean them anyway? All right, I got to go too. Give me one of those.
Yeah.
Only what I got to do is a lot worse than what this kid's doing.
I shouldn't have ordered the number 4. Yeah. It was way too spicy for me, man. You better bring a big bowl.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She said she'd been working there for over 10 years and never seen anything like it.
Okay. All right. Bad parenting number 3. Boy, bad parenting number 3 here. Figure out who's the worst one out of this group. We're going to New York State for this one. We're at Poughkeepsie, New York, where a school went into lockdown after a number of students got into a fight. Now, that's not that unusual. Kids fight, schools go into lockdown when that stuff happens. But what happened next is what makes it I Can't Believe It's News. 10 police officers come to the school for the lockdown. And so they're checking all that out. And they investigate and they do their thing. Well, those 10 police officers were needed a short time later because as word got out that the school was going into lockdown over a fight, word got out, probably students texting their parents. Parents started showing up at the school. And a number of parents showed up and tempers got short. And it was one of those deals where your kid, next thing you know, you got parents brawling at the school, and the cops got to come in and break up that action.
Schoolyard brawl 2017.
The parents are brawling in the school.
The brawl in the hall.
So the school gets locked down again, this time over parents fighting in the school. So there you are, parents. This is your ammunition. Next time your kid accuses you of being a bad parent, you can say, at least I didn't leave you in a corn maze. At least I didn't have you pee in a bowl at a restaurant. At least I didn't get arrested for bashing in the head of another parent at your school.
Yeah.
You're not as bad as the parents, and I can't believe it's new.